Network, the Dr. Joseph and Parrish here to wrap up the season that was Doctor Who, season 12. I'm going to let you guys go first. What'd you think? We'll start with Parrish.
Well, that happened.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joseph. I'm sorry. We'll start with you.
That happened. That's all I got. It existed. It happened.
Parrish?
Yeah, pretty much. They wasted so much good acting talent. I mean, That's all I got.
I'm not happy. And it makes me wonder if I'll be back next season, because I do enjoy Doctor Who. That said, I'm starting to suspect that Chibnall is a better writer than showrunner. And maybe his first season going so well was just kind of a fluke. It seemed like he was trying to do a threaded story and did not execute it well at all. This entire marketing shit that they're doing, like, oh yeah, the Doctor's black. The Doctor was black once upon a time, during a time she can't even fucking remember, because she wound up crossing herself in the timeline, which is basically what we have when we see Jo Martin as the Doctor, is her crossing herself from a very early timeline that the scientists that experimented on her erased from her head. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? I'm not happy. I'm not fucking happy. Yeah. I'm pissed. Yeah. I'm furious. This is bullshit. And I'm not saying that the Doctor had to be black, but the way you're marketing it and the way this story was set up, like, I know a lot of people online are like, oh, they broke the canon. No, I don't even have a problem. Excuse me, Lord Jesus. I'm so mad I'm choking on myself. I'm not even mad that they turned the Doctor into basically the Gallifreyan version of Lucy. I don't have a problem with that. But you did not earn this story. You didn't tell it well. And so that's why it's pissing me off. It could have been a really interesting story perspective to have her be their Lucy, but you didn't tell it well. It was just some mishmash shit, and then you tried to squeeze it in 20 minutes of the last fucking episode. Fuck you. No.
Yeah, I remember telling you earlier that I thought that this whole the Doctor Who is the one thing kind of grated on my nerves. And I think, like, I prefer if they didn't go that direction, but I think you're right. If they wanted to tell that story, why did they have to be so lazy about it?
So goddamn, they were, ooh. I've seen teenagers with more energy than this. This was fucking lazy.
They could have done it so much better. Much better.
And then the whole thing about the Doctor being the magical space Negro for the Doctor.
Yes!
And how the Gallifreyans practice a little bit of eugenics there.
Yes.
I tried my best not to break this down in my head after I watched it, cuz I just was not feeling it, but I can totally see how you're pissed off right now, Doc, because
it was bullshit.
You thought about it more than I did. I'd shut it down. I was just like, I can't.
You tapped out. Can't.
And I was like, and the other thing is there's so much other kind. I mean, and again, like you said, I'm not going to stop watching Doctor Who. But there's so much good content out now. Like, literally, I can't keep up with all the content. And so it's very easy for anyone to shut their brain down and just say, look, I just can't right now.
Yeah.
And just move on. Like, I jumped right on Picard.
And it did not help that the weekend leading into the finale, I had been watching Hunters, which, goddamn that show. I'm still not done because episode 8 traumatized me greatly, and I haven't gone back yet, but I will be going back. But I'm watching this well-constructed narrative, and then I turn on the finale of Doctor Who, and I'm like, huh? That's it? That's what we're doing?
On that with Hunters, when you finish, send me a DM.
I will. I'm scared now. I might not finish it just because you said it like that.
Yeah. When you finish, send me a DM.
Oh God.
I'm gonna take y'all word on that. I haven't watched a second of it.
Oh, it's good. It is good.
It is. Yeah.
It's intense, though. It is intense. It's not a normal binge watch. It's something I had to watch, take a break, watch, take a break, because it's intense. I mean, they went there. They're like, yep, Nazis, and yep, America brought them over fighting for them with the Russians. They went in. They didn't pull no goddamn punches on the historical relevance of why Nazis are on our shores.
Yeah. But that the last act, though, like I said, will you finish, send me a DM?
I will. All right. So also the thing that pissed me off is, can these shows let Sir Barristan Selmy live? Can we not turn him into the AARP version of Sean Bean, killing him off and everything? Because that's some bullshit. They shot my man the fuck up. And it reminded me of how he got stabbed the fuck up in Game of Thrones. I'm like, come on now. Let my man be
it
great.
Sounds like his role is to die.
And so is Gallifrey's.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, these last two episodes have us going through the portal after Assad has killed everyone and is trying to finish his murderous rampage. That's the other thing that pissed me off. Oh, he's this murderous rampage Cyberman who's going to do these great things. I've got this death particle, this MacGuffin in me, blah, blah, blah. And then they dispose of him so goddamn quickly. And I'm like, huh? It wasn't even like a bait and switch on who the big bad was. It was just not. Can somebody else take the lead on this? Because I'm about to. I think I might have a stroke. I feel like I'm having a stroke. I feel like I'm having a stroke right now.
one of the best parts of this last episode, and there actually was a best part of this episode, even though, you know, the sum is not greater than its parts. I think I said that right. Sorry, been drinking. I like seeing the story told from the master's viewpoint.
Yeah.
Because it gave Sasha Dewan all of the chance to chew all of the scenery, and he devoured it well.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that frustrated me about the season. Sasha Dewan acted his ass off.
And they benched him. They benched him.
I mean, he could have been the greatest master of all time.
He was say was
okay.
The,
so here's what I was
wounded.
Here's what I'm gonna say, right? Moffitt and Davies had this issue with turning the girls into lustful objects, but they knew how to craft a threaded story. I will give them that. They knew how to craft a threaded story. Chibnall is a good individual writer, but this season tells me he does not know how to be a showrunner that helps people craft a threaded story.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a difference, you know, between having that like my macro vision versus the micro vision. Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I'm glad you had the diversity behind the scenes, but as the leader in the writer's room, you have to give them the through line to follow. And I do put the blame on him. I'm not going to blame the writers. They went off of the guidance they got, and it's clear they didn't get the guidance they needed to have to make this work.
I got it. In this season, he was the opposite of George Lucas. He is the exact opposite. Like, George Lucas can make can world build a galaxy like no other. Like, but when it came time for him to tell a story, yeah, bruh, that's not your strength.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, bro, that's not your strength, man. You, I mean, Lawrence Kasdan carried a lot of weight for you, dude.
So yeah, they go through. Gosh, I don't even want to talk about this. This might be the shortest review on history because I don't want to talk about this. Yeah, it's cool that, you know, they MacGuffin their way out of getting captured by the Cybermen by putting themselves inside the Cybermen, although we know the Cybermen aren't hollow shells. So how they got that done in the limited amount of time they had to get that done is bullshit. I like Sir Barristan, though. I always like him. He comes through in the clutch. I like the reveal that he was one of the last Gallifreyans charged with keeping tabs on everything, blah, 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 what's that, whatever, whatever. And he's like, you can't kill him, but I came to chew bubble gum and blow up Cyberman, and I'm all out of bubblegum. I was here for that. I was here for that. Let's see. What else was there? What else was there?
I actually thought... I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you don't be, because I will rant and rage for an hour, and I don't want to do that.
I actually think that the... using, like, having the hybrid Cyberman Time Lord thing was kind of cool.
It was a good idea if you started the story fucking right. I'm sorry.
In better hands. That would have... Dude, that would have
been a great storyline.
Would have been a great entire... Like, imagine going an entire season and the Cybermen were the big bads and they were literally... I mean, they're already damn near indestructible anyway. Right. But, like, they regenerate on top of that. Bruh. That's not one episode. That's a season.
That's a whole goddamn season. That is a whole fucking season where she's she could be chasing them down across the universe while they're destroying worlds.
Bruh.
That could be a whole damn season.
A whole season. I saw that and I was like, God damn it.
I hate everything.
So went around in circles for no apparent fucking reason. That was the season. I
hate everybody. And we got two TARDISes with working chameleon circuits, including one that turned into a tree.
Technically three. The house, three. The tree, and the police box. House,
the tree. Well, the blue box has a broken.
What?
Look, we could have written this. This has been a whole season with the Master as the big bad and the Cybermen regenerating and wreaking havoc.
And then, for the Jadoon to show up, as much as I love seeing the Jadoon, to show up and arrest her and imprison her made no sense. You know why? Because they ran into her when she found the Joe Martin doctor and they didn't register her as the doctor. So now why all of a sudden is she the doctor that they can arrest and imprison? That didn't make sense either.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure someone out there who loved this episode will come up with an excuse for it. But your excuse is bullshit, pardon my French. You love this show as much as we love this show. And you don't want to accept the fact that this show fucking let us down this season. And I understand that feeling, dear listener, because I was also let down this season. And I don't want to admit that. I had to tell my son, okay, you know what? I feel like you're psychic. Because a part of you said, I don't want to watch it this season. I'll get around to it eventually. But something tells me it's not going to be good. And you know what? That little 15-year-old was right. He be knowing shit.
I had a bad feeling the last episode. I was like, look, I'm looking past this season. And I'm hoping that something will happen next season or season after that will tie this bullshit together.
You tie it together in the season it's in unless you end on a cliffhanger. And what you do to tie it together is you thread it properly. They didn't thread it properly.
I told y'all last time I had totally written this off. It's like I was not optimistic that he was going to land a plane on this.
Well, he did land it straight into a ditch.
Okay, I'm not even going to say what I was going to say. That was super wild and inappropriate, and I don't want to offend anybody who may have lost a family member in a plane crash. But there's this video. I'm going to say it anyway, and I'm going to go to hell for it. There's this video of a plane. I forget where it was taking off. It was, I think, an Asian country, Russia, or one of the stands. And he lost control. He tipped the wing. He slammed the wing into a bridge and crashed into the water. And everybody died. And you know what that's what this season was. I know I'm going to hell. I don't care. It's an appropriate analogy because that's what this season was.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I got nothing. I wasn't happy.
You know what's it really sad?
This season had a few decent episodes, but it was a mishmash of garbage.
And you know what's really sad is that I know Felix, our Sheffield correspondent, enjoyed this episode. You know how I know? Because I took a glance at his feedback and I saw it. And my heart broke because I'm like, I'm finna break his heart because I'm going to shit all over this. Over this.
Yeah. Sorry, Felix.
Yeah.
I just...
We love you, buddy. Sorry, we just have to disagree on this one.
Oh yeah, tip your drink for Felix.
Yeah.
going back to what I think, Joseph, you said it, or Paris, you said it. The fact that there were only a few good episodes this season. You know? What was that? What was that?
Yeah, and I mean, it was just that I maintain that last season was the perfect season of Doctor Who.
Agreed.
And yep. I mean, that already sets you up for disappointment to a degree, because this is very hard to follow up that sort of thing. But god damn.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, this last season, they decided we're going to be episodic. We're going to reintroduce you to this new doctor, this new dynamic, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. You could have kept with that. Or it was like this season, they're like, do we want to be episodic? We want to be episodic. We want to have a through line. But we kind of want to stay episodic, but we still want to have a through line. But we're not sure about, they couldn't make up their minds what they wanted to do.
And so they never invested any narrative in what they wanted to do at the end, and it shows.
Oh God, does it show?
You know, again, it just baffles me why that having regenerating Cybermen is not a small thing. It's not something you could just throw in. That's not something Wile E. Coyote would just order from Acme.
It's not an afterthought. It should have never been an afterthought. You could have ended this season with just...
They could have done that, or they could have done half a season. They could have done a whole lot more than the last 20 minutes of a season finale for that.
They could have ended this season with just the reveal that she was the Gallifreyan Lucy. That could have been the end of your season, and it could have been a cliffhanger about him getting a hold of the Cyberium. And then us wonder, well, what the fuck is he going to do with this? And then come back next season with him enacting his evil plot.
That actually would have been good, yes.
And then stop it with this bullshit of, I mean, yeah.
I think that's a good point, because if they had done an entire season like this, then they probably... There's a high chance they could have fallen in the same rut that Daredevil season 2 did,
yeah.
Which I think it was a good season.
But they had too much going on.
Yeah, you either focus on the Punisher or you focus on Elektra. You can't do both.
Yeah,
it was just a lot.
Yeah. And that's why I'll be back, because you have good ideas. It's not like you just put together. It's not like these were shit ideas. But I don't know. Were you afraid you weren't going to get Jody for another season? Were you afraid that you were going to get fired? What was going on that you decided to just vomit all this up in the last episode? Like seriously.
Mm.
I would genuinely like to know.
And damn, the Eternals too.
Yes.
Like, going back to the last episode, you know, the Eternals themselves... That could have been a season.
Yeah, but you know what? You can come back to the Eternals. We've had beings introduced, and then we come back to them later. I'm okay with that, as much as I would have liked to see more. I think the reason I was disappointed by not seeing more was because the other episodes have just been so meh. Had the other episodes been a little bit more less than meh, or had the other episodes been seeding the story, I wouldn't have minded the one off of the Eternals, but that was one of the most interesting things of the season, and we didn't get that to episode 7.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. In this day and age of serialized television, where there's always a through line, you can't half-ass it. You can't just say, oh, we're going to be episodic here, but it's going to be a fragment of a hint of a piece of a nugget of a through line.
Yeah.
And number one, you don't have it.
I will say, you still there, Joseph? Did we lose him?
Let me see.
I know he said he'd be in and out.
Yeah, yeah, still saying he's here.
Hmm. Sorry, I had a phone call come in.
Oh, okay.
This is what happens when you Skype from your phone.
You're okay. But go on. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I actually forgot what my thought was, because I got interrupted. But they have to. You can't do episodic, part serial. pick one. Stick with it. Make it work.
You know who did their story well? And this was years ago before you had this phenomenon. Star Trek The Next Generation. They had Q introduce the concept of the Borg very early on as a future threat. But Q's introduction of them caused the Borg to come out of that quadrant looking for humans to assimilate. And so we didn't see or hear or talk about the Borg again until they acted at the back end of season 3. And I want to say they were introduced in season 2. And that is a way you can introduce a future threat or a threat and then not touch it. But you're still doing other things that are still episodic, but that you know that it's still out there waiting. They could have done that. They didn't do. And maybe that's what they were trying to do, but they did not do it well. Mm-mm. Oh, well. Let's get to Felix's feedback, because I could be here all day, but my ears are burning, and I don't want this to be my Friday night. As much as I enjoy talking to you, I don't want to be angry talking to you guys.
That completely valid.
Understandable.
Any other feedback that you have? Because I will rage forever. So.
No. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm done. I like I said, I checked out.
Yeah. Okay, Felix. Hi, guys. Felix here. Missed my window for feedback for the other shows because I had a busy last few weeks, but hope I'm in time for this. You absolutely are, my dear. I didn't actually watch the 8th episode because that was when I was at my busiest, but I did catch the last 2 episodes as they aired. First thoughts, man, these episodes slapped. Oh, my sweet summer child. Okay.
We love you, Felix.
We do. I adore you. You're my baby. Cannot for the life of me find anything to moan about. Sorry about the previous 22 minutes. Actually, maybe just one thing. Yaz and the doctor should have kissed before the doc went off to confront the fine ass master at the end. Oh, yeah. Hold on. You brought this up, Joseph, that there seems to be speculation that Graham and Ryan will not be back.
From what I read, they will be leaving during the holiday episode.
Okay.
But they're leaving in such a way where they can come back if they're requested to come back.
Okay.
So it looks like the next season will be the Doctor and Yaz. And I hold no shame for my thirst for Yaz, so I'm excited about that. So I cannot wait. Bring it on. Maybe that will help the show out because they won't be trying to build to tell 1, 2, 3, 4 different storylines.
They weren't trying to tell 4 different storylines this time. Shit.
Fair point.
To confront the fine-ass master at the end, that tension was palpable. At least for me, it was. Maybe I've been reading too much fanfic. Made a sad face at the lack of Sheffield in the last few episodes, but the fan made up for it with the Yorkshire quality banter. Tosin's accent was peak Sheffield the entire time, and I'm so proud of that and that free throw on those poor cyber fellows. I laughed so hard when he started gassing himself up afterwards and almost got shot. Graham grew on me a lot since last season, and Yaz has always been my favorite. Love them taking just a minute to compliment her in the finale. After everything she did to keep everyone's spirits up, encourage everyone, and get shit done, she deserved it. Love seeing the companions get stuff done on their own and even rescue the doctor at the end. The most competent companions who also weren't trash, cough. The most competent companions who also weren't trash, cough, Clara, cough. Okay. I embrace that shade. On to the last episode's main plot stuff. Man, the amount of lore. I loved every minute of it and how they opened the show up a whole damn lot. So many new mysteries to explore and aspects of the doctor to discover. I can't bloody wait for Ruth to come back. The potential for team-ups with former doctors, man. That's just it. Okay, let me finish this feedback. I could practically hear folks at the Big Finish screaming with the excitement at all the shit they can do. I really do think we've taken the Gallifrey stuff as far as we can at this point. Exploring a whole new universe would be really fucking cool. And that's about all I had to say, I think. Oh, also, how fine was the Master? My God, it is so nice seeing my boy from Iron Fist flourish this spectacularly while Stale Breadfist is nowhere in sight.
Damn.
Poor Loras.
He just stay catching strays, man. It's over.
He overbought. He bought his own business.
And it's over.
He bought his own business to catch his strays.
Catching strays, man. And that last season wasn't that bad.
It was pretty good. I know, right? Now I just need him to come back at the end of next season with no explanation, with some other scheme and a new suit, and I can swoon all over again. Love him. Oh, also, the Cybermen were okay, I guess. He looks out.
Damn.
Catching all the strays. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I'm still, like, how is he going to catch a stray during a Doctor Who show?
Because he's British. Ridiculous. He's British. That's the link. Because he's British in real life. And him and Sir Barristan were on Game of Thrones together. So that's another connection.
He shouldn't have been a bad Danny Rand. Shit.
We got to go. Why are we here?
All like, right. I'm sorry, what?
I said, why are we here?
I'm just here so I don't get fined. No, I'm kidding. Anything else?
Nah.
Here's hoping that the holiday episode tries to redeem a little bit of this.
I guess, you know, and my thing is, now that she's starting to stumble across her former selves, what do they do with that? And, like, I understand what Felix is saying about the potential team-up potential, but it just feels so... I loved Jo Martin as a doctor, so let me just make that abundantly clear. And I was excited to think that, oh, this is a doctor in a future iteration. And I don't even have a problem that she's a former iteration that was deleted from existence, from the doctor's memory. But how do you have them in the same scene...
So, yeah, what I would do is I would tell the, I would take an entire season and tell the doctor's story from two different viewpoints. I would have two doctors and then have those two stories intersect. But that's just me.
Oh, kind of like the Bernard story. The Irish kid that was found and became a cop.
I'm sorry. I'm drawing all kinds of blanks today. I think that would be a compelling season.
Agreed.
Yep. Which means it won't happen.
Damn. He's not wrong. Sadly, he's not wrong.
I would love to be wrong, though.
I would love for you to be wrong.
Because, I mean, that you could introduce... It would be kind of like the last episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Mm. Yeah, where they was like past, present, future.
Right, and yeah. And really the problem they were trying to solve started in the future, mm-hmm. And it impacted the past so that things in the future would never happen. That was just a brilliant episode.
Yes, it was.
And they could do something like that with two doctors.
Agreed. What about you, Joseph? What are you thinking?
I'm not thinking anything.
I will break you. Did they break you?
No, they didn't break me. It's just... I'm holding a wait and see to see where they go with this because, I mean, I talked to a bunch of people who like the old who are old school Doctor Who fans and they love this episode. They love its dirty draws. I haven't had a chance to ask them why, because I'm trying to be diplomatic about it.
Like, why don't you like nice things, you dumbass? No, I'm kidding.
But it's like, I'm sure there's something there that they know that I don't, that I might have missed. And maybe I'll get around to it this weekend. I don't know. Can't do it because tomorrow's my daughter's birthday. So
happy birthday,
that.
Baby girl!
She will be 9 years old. But yeah, I don't know. I'll find out. I'll talk to somebody. Like, what is it? What did I miss? Mm-hmm. Well, I missed a lot, evidently. Help me out. Help her brother out, please. But yeah,
Yeah,
that
I mean,
happened.
I mean, like I said, the fortunate part of this all is that, like, there's so much stuff going on now that none of us can keep up with it. And by next week, I will have forgotten all about this.
But that's what bothers me. I'm not going to bitch for any longer, but I'm going to bitch a little bit longer. That's what bothers me. Doctor Who has never been a thing where after the last episode, I'm like, okay, a week later, I won't give a shit. I've always enjoyed it to the point where I would go back and watch it and it.
Yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I mean, it's a blessing and a curse. Like I just know that there's something coming around the corner that's gonna be really good, and we're all gonna be talking about that. And you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Broke my heart, Doctor Who.
Oh.
You broke my heart. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. You can find us on the Twitters and the interwebs and the Facebooks. You can join our group if you promise not to be a dick. I will put you out if you act like a dick. We are kind and we are inclusive and we come to have fun. And if you start shit, I'm old.
Get kicked out.
I'm old. I'm 10 years from AARP status and I have no problem telling you about yourself. So, What else? Just real quick, this is totally off topic, but it's something I got really excited about and was talking about it on Facebook, and I was talking about it on Twitter, and I'm going to talk about it here. I cannot recommend it enough. If you have Audible, there's an audiobook that reads more like a podcast called Call Me God. It is the story of the hunt for the DC sniper, the Beltway sniper.
Oh. Bruh, I am about halfway through that. Oh my god!
Listen,
it is so, like, I'm gonna have to, because I've been listening to it while I'm at work, and this week has just been a really busy week for me. Mm-hmm. I may have to rewind this and start from the beginning again.
Oh, why you playing?
It's
I started it over this morning and finished it after work. This, yeah. I listened to it twice in 2 days because it was that goddamn good.
And it flies by.
Yes. And the nice thing about it is not just one person narrating. The reason I say it reads like a podcast is because they do interviews with, like, the investigators, the FBI agents, witnesses, family members of victims, actual victims. So it's just this comprehensive look into where this started, where it could have been cut off. It is so good. So I can't recommend it enough. There's another Audible original I'm going to get when I get another Audible credit. And it's a similar one where they do interviews with the people involved. And it's about the Michigan State Larry Nassar scandal.
Ooh, that son of a bitch.
Yes. So I'll be listening to that. But I just wanted to recommend something for when, you know, podcast season, we're going into hiatuses here lately, and you might get caught up super fast. If you're looking for a good listen, Call Me God, Audible Original. It is a good listen. This is not a sponsored post. I'm not getting paid for this, but I have to talk it up because it is that good and I need everybody to hear it. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys on the other side. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.